Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Yeah, I Said It. As always, the show is hosted by yours truly, Lance Williams. Before I hop into the program, I want to give a big shout out to my co-host of The Standard is The Standard, Jeff Hartman, also the editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. I want to give a big shout out to all my fellow podcasters on the network, on the channel, on the pod, on the feed. Make sure you support those gentlemen and you support their shows and their programs. It's a labor of love for us, and I know we all love the Steelers, so show us some love. When you're on YouTube, subscribe to the show, tune in to the shows, and tell a friend. So make sure you do everything. Also, if you want to listen to just the pods are available on any podcast medium, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, any type of way you can get a podcast, you can get our podcast. Make sure you subscribe to it so you get the podcast regularly. We give you a ton of content and a ton of opinion. On this particular episode of Yeah, I Said It, I want to just state the following. Yeah, I said it. Juju gets it. And the reason I want to state that Juju gets it, it's because AB and Le'Veon Bell don't get it. Juju, for a young player and for a young man, has a unique combination. And maybe part of what I'm going to say is due to his age. He gets the impact of social media. AB gets it to a certain point, but not like Juju. And also, unlike Bell and Brown, Juju mixes social media with responsibility and accountability. So Juju gets it. Juju always gets it. He always gets it right. And one of the things I want to point to was Juju's response to Antonio Brown signing with the Raiders when he posted the picture of him making the ridiculous catch in the end zone, in the black hole, in Oakland Alameda, in Oakland Coliseum. You see AB in the background not celebrating the catch, and the only thing that Juju said was, "I'm ready." That's just an example of just how much Juju gets it. Juju read the reaction of the fan base. He posted the appropriate picture because it had AB in the background not showing him love, getting the catch. And it said that, "I'm ready. I want to accept the challenge of this knucklehead going to the Oakland Raiders. I'm ready. Put it on my shoulders. I'm ready to assume being the number one wide receiver on the Pittsburgh Steelers." That's getting it. He read the fan base. He's stepping up to the challenge. He's not ripping AB directly. And he's pointing to the fact that he's ready and willing to accept the challenge. That's what the fan base needed at the exact time. They needed somebody to stand up for Steeler Nation, and you knew it was going to be Juju. He said everything that he needed to say in a couple of words. That's why Juju gets it. He knows how to use social media to get out certain imagery about himself and to create and paint narratives without saying anything or saying too much. He is a master of the social media game already. And dare I say, he did it better than AB, and he does it better than Le'Veon, who says he's going to do something but doesn't do something, who contradicts himself on social media, who puts out bad rap albums on social media. Juju is an expert of how to reshape and rewrite the narrative in a positive way about himself. I'm going to give you another example. When Juju took part in the tailgate with Steeler fans before the Patriot game. See, when you do stuff like that, you ingratiate yourself to the fan base. You ingratiate yourself to the media. You ingratiate yourself to local media. You ingratiate yourself to everyone. Because guess what happens? There's going to be an opportunity when Juju doesn't get it exactly right. When that time happens, guess what Juju has done? He has put goodwill into the bank each and every time. Goodwill into the bank. The incident where Juju loses his bike, gets the campaign, gets the car from the dealership. When he does all that, what does that do? Puts money in the bank. Money in the bank. So what does everybody think Juju is? That Juju is the best young player, best guy ever in Pittsburgh. Everybody loves Juju. You remember that show, you guys? Everybody hates Chris. Well, it's the opposite with Juju. Everybody loves Juju. He just gets it right. And he puts the right amount of stuff out there, too. When it doesn't come off like it's just me, look at me, I'm Juju. Now, when I went to that Raider game, and I always chronicle to you guys how I've been to every Raider loss that the Steelers have suffered since 1995 on the West Coast. I've been to every single game, and I haven't seen them win in Oakland or slash LA since 1995. That's been a ton of time. So when I was watching the game, what was Juju doing in between plays when it was commercial break? Juju was dancing. Juju was having fun. Juju was engaging Steeler fans. Juju had it rocking while the music was going. Maybe Juju is just young. Maybe Juju hasn't dealt with the adversity that comes from the game when you're expected to be the man and you've got to perform like AB next year. Maybe we'll see a different Juju. But dare I say, even if we do get a different Juju, Juju's never been sour with the media. So Juju's going to get the benefit of the doubt. Juju is fun-loving guy. So he's going to get the benefit of the doubt. Juju's an expert on social media. So he's going to get the benefit of the doubt. And last but not least, Juju can ball. But the biggest thing about the reason why Juju gets it is, unlike AB, who took no fault in any of the issues that led to his trading to the Oakland Raiders, when Juju fumbled against the New Orleans Saints, who was the first guy to use social media and interview and in all types of different platforms to come out and apologize to Steeler Nation and take the blame for it. He flat out and said that was on him, and it was on him. What people like and what Juju gets, people like humble superstars that are accountable, who are fun. Now, it's hard to be all those things. And you shouldn't, and when it comes to this, you shouldn't fake it till you make it. Maybe that's just not your personality. The only other player I can think that really has mastered the media game over the course of his years in the public eye while he was a pro and after his basketball career is Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal got it right
and he continues to get it right. That's why everybody loves Shaq. So even when Shaq slapped Kobe, which was foul, everybody figured it was Kobe's fault. Why? Because Kobe was surly, bad with the media, and it's incredible how the media embraces Kobe now after the fact. But Juju, whoever is running his team, whoever's Juju's publicist, I hope this is all genuine because, man, Juju gets it absolutely right. And if you could go by a blueprint on how to deal with media and how to deal with all this stuff that's being thrown at you, how to create a narrative, how to be accountable, how to do all of it, you just need to look up Juju Smith-Schuster. But with that, listeners, we're going to conclude the program. And as always, tune in, tell a friend, and subscribe.